This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer Report on reading the Chief Organizer Reports in Tehran and around the world. A little more than a decade ago, Azhar Nafisi, an Iranian professor, author, and now expat, wrote a very enjoyable book called Reading Lolita in Tehran, a memoir in books. It was a memoir, obviously, so it was about her own experiences before, during, and after the revolution, and what it was like to live with those changes. But fascinatingly, she told the story in sections, looking at authors she and a small group of women, many of them former students, read in her Behind the Doors book club of sorts, including works by Nabokov, but also by F. Scott Fitzgerald, Henry James, and Jane Austen. All of this came to mind when I noticed something interesting about who was now reading my daily blog, The Chief Organizer Reports, at www.chieforganizer.org. As opposed to those who listen to it daily on KBF radio or get it on feed to their emails or via Facebook, Google Analytics is a great free tool that gives you more than you might ever want to know or could possibly understand about how your website traffic works. For the first time in seemingly forever, I scrolled down the monthly figures recently that list in rank order the readership of the Chief Organizer Reports by country and saw that predictably the United States was a big leader with 40% of the readership, but solidly in the number two slot with more than 11% of the readership was Iran. With another click at the readership by city, Tehran was now the single largest city where I had regular readers, and in the number 13 slot was Mashhad, with 2.8 million people, the second largest city in Iran. Now that had my attention. What's up with that? Is there a behind the scenes, behind the screens interest in building community organization now in Tehran? Mentioning this to some brothers and sisters, they've cautioned that it's best not to even ask, but obviously that's not me. Of course, some of this may just be pure volume and coincidence, but that really doesn't explain enough because even with 77 million people, Iran is only the 17th largest country in the world by population. According to the U.S. Institute for Peace, Iran is one of the most tech-savvy societies in the developing world with an estimated 28 million internet users led by youth, boasts between 60,000 and 110,000 active blogs, one of the highest numbers in the Middle East, led by youth. Young people could be part of it, though. Google tells me that the Chief Organizer's readership is 27.5% between 18 and 24, 33.5% between 25 and 34, or over 60% less than 34 years old, with another 15.5% less than 44, meaning 75% of my readers still are knocking on the door and ready to rock. So as Acorn's first president, Steve McDonald, used to always caution, we don't want to get the big head. A friend and fellow organizer with long ties to Iran, when queried, cautioned that with little for young people to do in Iran, once people are up and surfing and get around the nominal internet controls there, they spend a lot of time surfing. Of course they have to, because internet speeds are very slow. Internet speeds in Iran rank 164th out of 170 countries in the world. Nonetheless, when I look at the readership from various countries and cities, it's overwhelmingly where we have Acorn International affiliates and partnerships and broad, deep ties to organizing and change, all of which says to me that something somewhere in Iran and elsewhere is stirring. I'm a half-full rather than a half-empty guy, so I have to believe it's not just boredom, but folks trying to figure out if there's something here that speaks to them, keeping hope alive and making change PDQ pretty damn quick. At least I hope so, because it's part of why I do this every day. If we can be part of what's happening in Iran, then we want to help. We're sending the same message to folks in Ethiopia, Pakistan, Turkey, and tens of other countries as well. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.